Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today, Tesla's European decline, US rolls back economy targets, and Germany nears 2 million EVs. Plus, stay tuned. Later in the show, I'll tell you why pay-per-mile charges would still make EVs cheaper than combustion. On EV News China Today, check it out in your feed. We do it weekdays, and we take a look at what's happening in the world's biggest EV market. And we decode what's happening in the East
for the rest of us. And it's hopefully going down pretty well. People seem to like EV News China as a spin-off show, not putting all the China news in this main podcast. But also, it's interesting how every so often you see people, sometimes pretty senior in the automotive ecosystem, saying, whoa, did you know what's happening in China? These are the cars and these are the prices. And you and I go, yeah. We've known about that for a while. So hopefully, if you have an interest in EVs, you should have at least a passing interest in what's happening in China. And that's what our spin-off show is all about. Let's get into it. Tesla's European EV lead is eroding. Tesla's grip on Europe's EV market loosened again in November, with registrations dropping sharply in several key countries, while China's BYD logged record gains. Tesla's recent surge in France went into reverse. In November, the carmaker suffered one of its sharpest monthly setbacks in Europe. Industry figures from French automaker group PFA show new car registrations slipped in November by just 0.3% from a year earlier. A mild decline overall. Tesla, though, was the outlier. Its registrations in France fell 58% to just 1,591 vehicles. This drop is not just a bad month. Since the start of this year, Tesla's sales in France have fallen by 33%, while the broader French EV market is flat, even up in many cases of some car makers. Tesla is losing ground in terms of market share, and the country's mix of vehicles is changing. France is one of Europe's most subsidy-sensitive markets for EVs. Changes in purchase incentives, local production rules, and pricing can quickly reshuffle which brands look attractive to buyers. A monthly slide of 58% hints at several pressures at once. Tougher competition from European EV makers, and in some cases plug-in hybrids, more hesitant consumers in France, and a weak lift from Tesla's earlier price cuts. Tesla's growth in Spain also lost momentum, just as their EV market starts to mature and, you could say, catch up to some other European countries. New registration data from the group ANFAC show that Tesla registered, again, just 1,523 vehicles in Spain in November, down 9% from the same month last year. It delivered fewer cars, even as Spaniards opted for more EVs. Over the first 11 months of the year, Tesla has managed growth in France, though. Registrations between January and November were up 5% compared to the same 11 months in 2024. Volumes are higher, but as a market share, it's going down. As I say, the EV market is rising in Spain. Across the same period, the ANFAC reports that total sales of EVs in Spain, that does cover both BEVs and plug-in hybrids, actually doubled compared to last year. For a little while, Spain's been, if not a laggard, if that's too harsh a word, certainly a little behind some other European countries, but definitely now catching up. And you'd expect Tesla to be certainly in line with the market, if not leading the way. Tesla have good vehicles to sell. For some reason, Spaniards don't want them. Sales dropped 60% in Sweden compared to the same time last year, and 49% in Denmark. The Netherlands was down 44%. Portugal slid 47% in November compared to the same month last year. So what's happening? Well, certainly there's factors at play. There are pockets of strength. I told you on the podcast this week, Norway did really well. In fact, Tesla, for some reason, and I've not fully dug into it, but there could be some local market things at play, Tesla registrations tripled in Norway. 6,215 cars. That's an annual record with a month still to go. Oh, Italy was up as well for Tesla, although not by much. On a broader view, Tesla's market share across Europe is down from January to October, and that marks a reversal for the brand whose Model Y used to be Europe's most popular vehicle. Analysts point out fiercer competition from Chinese makers is having a big effect. And also many analysts point to what is an aging Tesla lineup, but I don't fully buy into that argument. And maybe I might be wrong, by the way, but I think if you go and drive the new Model Y, and sure, it's the same Model Y that's been out a long time, but it's a significant refresh and a much better vehicle than it used to be. And I think Tesla have done a very good job of updating their vehicles. But if you just zoom out and look at what they're called and look at the shape of them and say, OK, so you've got a 3 and a Y. They don't really sell the S and the X in a lot of countries, but it's the same cars. And, well, yeah, but they're always making improvements to them. So I think there's some nuance there to bear in mind. Tesla has started to roll out cheaper models as well. In fact, earlier today, I got an email from Tesla UK, pointing out that you can now get the Model Y standard range in the United Kingdom as of literally a few hours ago, as of this morning. And with maybe £3,500 down as deposit, it's £299 a month over 3 years. So what's that going to cost you? What, £14,000 in total to have a car for 3 years? Yeah, it's still not the cheapest way to go motoring, but it's a brand new standard range, Model Y, fully updated. I wouldn't do it. It's not the way I buy my cars, but it's the way most people get their cars, and I still think that's a pretty competitive deal. Also, that new Model Y standard range has the lowest insurance group of any Tesla ever sold in the UK. They definitely need to come with those attractive finance deals to try and get buyers interested again. Model Y is down in most markets. Investors and rivals are now focused on 2026 at Tesla. How will they do their pricing strategy, and how will they shift more cars? Okay, let's talk about the White House in the US. The administration there has proposed a sharp weakening of fuel economy rules, undercutting one of the main federal tools that nudges car makers to go green. Unveiled on December 3rd this week, the plan cuts required fleet-wide averages for the 2031 model year to just 34 mpg. Well, the Biden-era target was 50.4 mpg. And that's a stretch goal, but yeah, that is 6 years away. That's the 2031 model year. Smart people at car makers were working on that problem already. That gap of taking it down from 50.4 mpg to just over 34 mpg completely eases the pressure on manufacturers to make their vehicles more efficient. In other words, use less gas. In other words, cost Americans less money at the pump. This rule redraws how vehicles are classified. Crossovers and SUVs would count as passenger cars, and some of the biggest SUVs would no longer be called light trucks. They're just a passenger car. And that changes how companies calculate their corporate average fuel economy. Car standards are tighter than truck standards, so that shift would actually bring in larger vehicles to comply with these stricter standards. At a White House event this week, lawmakers cast the move as a blow against environmental regulations. This White House has largely been elected on oil money and petrol money, and so it's kind of obvious that they're going to do everything they can to wind back environmental rules. They said that people have been brainwashed, that this is a green new scam, and that people were paying too much for a car that doesn't work as well. All of the nonsense is being taken out of cars, said the US president. The proposals build on earlier steps taken by the Republican-led Congress. Those include ending federal tax credit for new and used electric vehicles, revoking California's power to set their own emissions rules in a state that previously suffered from exceptionally poor air quality and tried to do the best it could to clean up its air for the people that live there. It also scrapped fuel economy penalties that had backed up the standards and supported a credit market favouring companies that made EVs. Major car makers signalled support. They also turned up to appear alongside Donald Trump at the announcements. Among them, Ford turned up to offer their full support of Trump, Stellantis and General Motors. The head of Toyota recently appeared in a MAGA t-shirt and a MAGA cap as well, jumping up and down in excitement at supporting the automaker. I saw quite a critical opinion piece in the trade publication Automotive News saying that maybe car makers like Toyota shouldn't be appearing in MAGA caps and MAGA tops, but, well, you know, Mr. Toyota can do as he wishes, if you ask me. The measure now goes to the Federal Register. There's a 40-day public comment period. That won't do any difference. And then there'll be a hearing at the NHTSA, and the car makers will be able to make dirtier, more thirsty cars for Americans, which will cost more at the pump, but make them more money. Let's go to Germany, which is on the brink of a landmark in their switch to EV. By early October, 1.93 million battery electric cars were registered in the country, according to the Central Vehicle Register. That was about 94,000 more than 3 months earlier. So that puts Germany on the trajectory to exceed 2 million pure BEVs on the road by the end of the year. Pure electric cars now account for just under 4% of Germany's 49.6 million strong car fleet. Hybrids are playing a role with 4.18 million on the road, including 1.09 million plug-in hybrids. Conventional engines dominate, of course, 29.5 million petrol cars and 13.6 million diesel cars are in service. Progress has been rapid in Germany. They passed the 1 million mark for BEVs 3 years ago. The previous federal government set a goal of 15 million by 2030. That target is now widely seen as out of reach, since it would mean that almost all new car registrations in the next 5 years would need to be Norway levels of electric. From January to October this year, 435,000 new BEVs were registered, giving them an 18.4% share of new vehicles. Let's talk about Kia slashing EV prices with $10,000 incentives. Kia launching one of the boldest EV discount programs in the US, cutting prices by as much as a quarter. After losing the federal tax credit, buyers can now get $10,000 off every Kia, the Niro EV, the EV6, and the three-row EV9. Hoping to blunt the impact of the loss of the federal tax credit, which expired at the end of September, the cuts reshape Kia's pricing. The Niro EV, the brand's least expensive electric model at $41,000 before incentives, now carries a 24% discount with the new offer. The EV6 price drops by 23%, while the larger EV9 down by 18%. Kia's also piling on loan and lease deals. The EV6 and the EV9 are available on 0% APR up to 72 months. That's a very real-world discount for buyers. The EV6 includes $2,500 called a finance bonus, and the high-performance EV6 GT, the 641-horsepower fire breather, has $16,500 in what they call lease cash. Advertised leases start at $209 per month for the Niro EV. All EV6 and 9 models now come with North American charging standard ports on the side of them, giving owners access to 21,500 Tesla superchargers natively. Volkswagen Group is overhauling how its mass-market brands build its cars worldwide to prepare for the next move into electric vehicles. Under the Future Production Governance Plan, 22 factories that make Volkswagen, Skoda, SEAT and Cupra models will be organised into new regional clusters. Each cluster will be run by a chief production officer in charge of cross-brand planning, model allocation, launches and logistics. The first test case will be on the Iberian Peninsula. Iberia sits at the heart of Volkswagen's entry-level strategy. The ID. Polo, Cupra Raval and the other small battery electric car families will be built in Martorell in Spain. The VW ID. Cross and Skoda Epic compact crossovers will come from Pamplona. A smaller EV, the ID.1, coming in 2027, will be made at VW's Setúbal plant in Portugal, which currently builds the T-Roc. Volkswagen expects to roll out more regions next year. People familiar with the plans say Europe will be split into eastern and central clusters, with further regions for North and South America. The shift moves the group away from strict brand autonomy towards integrated regional manufacturing in the EV age. Let's talk Porsche Cayenne. They're pitching their electric version, as the EV flagship, as the more capable version to go off-road than its petrol version, Cayenne. Michael Stetzel, vice president of the Cayenne model line, said that the electric SUV beats its own benchmarks. Simulation work at the Weissach plant in Germany and desert testing in Dubai showed it outperformed the combustion versions of the Cayenne. Engineers first set out to match the combustion Cayenne's off-road performance, but he says the EV turned out way better than we believed, and ultimately much better than ICE. The Cayenne Electric can be ordered with the off-road package. With a 25-degree approach angle, its air suspension lifts the ground clearance to 245 millimetres. Brake towing capacity is 3.5 tonnes, matching the combustion ones. Range and charging will be central to its usability. Porsche quotes 642 kilometres WLTP if you're not towing. Now, Dirk Britson, the sales and marketing director in Australia for Porsche's SUV line, concedes that towing does cut the figure in electric world, but in one development run, they towed a Porsche speedboat for 380 kilometres between Salzburg and Stuttgart, 250 kilometres of which were on motorway driving. Now we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk California, BMW and Irish EVs on the podcast. Stick around, back in a mo.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Okay, welcome back. BMW is stepping up pressure on Brussels to seal a trade deal with Washington, arguing that tariffs are distorting the economics of EVs. Speaking to reporters in Brussels on December 2nd, Oliver Zipser, the firm's boss, said the gap between the two sides is widening. He said the United States already implemented its part of the deal retroactively as of August 1st. The European Union, has yet to do so. Until EU lawmakers ratify the agreement, expected in 2026, BMW must keep paying duties on cars shipped to Europe from its American plants, as well as on Chinese-built electric minis. The United States is BMW's second biggest overseas market, so any disruption there feeds straight through to margins. Tariffs from both Washington and Brussels have already dragged on the company's earnings. German rivals Mercedes-Benz and Porsche are facing similar headaches. Zipsa said it was imperative that the European Union also finalises and implements the agreed measures promptly, noting that BMW took part in talks with the EU and the US trade officials last week. He also faulted Brussels for not dealing with high tariffs on Chinese-made EVs, while China firms escape extra duties on hybrid models that come to Europe. BMW pays almost 31% in EU duties on their EVs made in China. The dispute comes as BMW is pouring more than 10 billion euros, or 10.8 billion US dollars equivalent, into its Neue Klasse EV platform, keeping pace with global leaders like Tesla and BYD, and in some cases, moving the game forward with vehicles like the iX3. California has ended its EV carpool access. Solo drivers of electric and other qualifying clean air vehicles in California can no longer have access to the state's carpool lanes. As of Monday this week, anyone driving in the HOV lane faces a $490 fine. The change effectively ends California's long-running decal program for solo use. For years, the decals let EVs use carpool lanes regardless of how many people were in the car. That privilege expired for solo drivers earlier this year, but they gave you a 60-day grace period. On paper, it's a big shift. As of August the 14th data, more than 500,000 motorists had active decals. California has 1,171 miles of carpool lanes statewide. The perk is ending because Congress's authorization for California's program expired on September 30th. That authority stemmed from a 2015 federal highway funding bill. State lawmakers tried to keep the lanes open to eligible solo drivers through assembly bills, which would have extended the program through another year. Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill, but it did not win the needed federal approval. Electric cars have reached a new milestone in Ireland's new car market this year. Battery electric vehicles are now 18.4% of all new registrations. That's the highest share yet. That edges past the previous peak set in 2023. Volkswagen leads the way in Ireland with 3,265 registrations so far this year, followed by Kia and Tesla. The VW ID.4, Tesla Model 3 and Kia EV3 are the best-selling EVs so far this year. Now, a planned per-mile tax on electric cars is not going to wipe out the cost advantage over combustion, according to new analysis from the Energy and Climate Intelligence Unit. After the UK's autumn budget, the Treasury set out plans to charge 3 pence per mile from 2028. The Office for Budget Responsibility calls it the new EVED. EVED. We'll call it the paper mile tax, said that it will raise £1.1 billion for the Exchequer in 2029. Now, the ECIU looked at 10 years of ownership for last year's 10 most loved EVs. The study folded in the purchase price, insurance, maintenance, electricity, fuel, and the new mileage tax that's still 3 years away. Then they compared that to the cost of running petrol or diesel. On average, drivers save £1,450 a year by choosing an EV, even after paying the 3 pence per mile charge. Larger models, take a Jaguar I-Pace or a Polestar 2 or an Audi Q4, come out at £700 a year cheaper to run. At the smaller end, a Renault Zoe would save £940, a Kia e-Niro £650 a year cheaper than its comparable combustion car. The study links these savings to lower charging costs and the way that used EV prices have fallen relative to petrol. Colin Walker, the head of transport there, says savvy families are dodging the petrol premium by going to used EVs. Industry groups say that the new pay-per-mile tax, along with the new annual MOT mileage checks, risks slowing down the move to EV. Even so, many analysts expect both new and used EVs to still be much cheaper to run, particularly for drivers who can plug in at home or on the street and benefit from smart tariffs. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, National Car Charging on the US mainland and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging, made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.